Illinois students for over 60 years. More information is available at 365-8000 or on their website, hendrickhouse.com.
It's 9:30 with AM 580 News. I'm Jeff Bossert. Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich wants the state's legislature to help close a growing budget deficit. Sean Crawford has more.
The governor has already called for laying off some state workers, as well as closing several state parks and historic sites. But Illinois' growing fiscal problems might require more pain, as the governor is now asking lawmakers to go along with spending reductions of up to 8% for areas such as schools, colleges, and local governments. The impact could be severe, but Blagojevich spokesperson Kelly Quinn says doing nothing is not an option.
It's not going away. It's something that needs to be addressed. Our situation is bleak.
The General Assembly returns to the Capitol this week, and the budget is expected to be a hot topic of discussion. However, some lawmakers are already casting doubt the governor will be given the authority to make additional cuts, pointing out their lack of trust when it comes to Blagojevich. Quinn won't speculate on what action the governor will take if this plan fails. Blagojevich is on board with a proposal for short-term borrowing that will enable the state to continue paying vendors. The state's backlog of bills is nearing $4 billion. I'm Sean Crawford.
Lawmakers return to the Capitol today for the fall veto session. Even as they struggle amid the slowing economy, some states are giving retailers back about $1 billion in sales taxes each year as reimbursement for acting as tax collectors. According to a study released yesterday, Illinois is giving the most. The Washington, D.C.-based watchdog group Good Jobs First says 26 states allow for some kind of compensation to companies for collecting sales tax for the government. The study says 19 states do not make such payments and 5 states do not impose sales tax. An internet sales tax bill before Congress also would provide some sort of reimbursement to companies, but the bill doesn't stipulate how much. Illinois gives the most to companies at $126 million per year. Texas is next at $89 million, with Pennsylvania at $72 million, Colorado next at $68 million. A citizens committee is calling on Urbana school district residents to tell them how school buildings can be improved. School Board Vice President John Dimmitt, who also serves on the district's facilities committee, says that this meeting has nothing to do with the school sales tax proposal that was voted down earlier this month. This meeting, Dimmitt says, has been in the works for a while.
Our needs are still there and need to be discussed and looked at. And then at a later time, we'll discuss how to satisfy those needs. And then only at that time does the difference, the issue of property tax versus sales tax come into play.
The committee will hold two meetings. The first will be 7 o'clock tomorrow night at the District Administrative Center at 205 North Ray Street in Urbana. The second, 7 p.m. on Thursday, December 4th at Martin Luther King Elementary School. A group of prominent Illinois politicians have announced they want to fix the state's public school system. Called Advance Illinois, the organization is chaired by former Republican Governor Jim Edgar and former U.S. Commerce Secretary Bill Daley, a Democrat. It also includes former U.S. House Speaker Dennis Hastert, a Republican from Yorkville. In announcing its formation yesterday, the organization also released a report showing Illinois students often trail national averages when it comes to getting a good education. Daley, a J.P. Morgan Chase executive and brother to Chicago Mayor Richard Daley, says fixing schools is essential to the economy. Several foundations, including the Chicago-based Joyce Foundation and Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, have agreed to pay for the pursuit for 3 or 4 years. Chicago public school officials have pulled a proposal for an anti-bullying high school from the Board of Education's agenda. School officials had planned to vote today on the proposal for Social Justice Solidarity High School. District spokesman Mike Vaughn didn't immediately offer an explanation. The school was aimed at serving students who have been tormented for everything from their religious beliefs to their weight. Earlier in the year, the proposal was for a so-called Pride Campus, which touted the school as a haven for gay youth seeking refuge from sometimes hostile traditional classrooms. But under mounting pressure from ministers and gay activists alike, the name has changed and focus broadened to create a school that would be one of the nation's largest to serve any students who've fallen victim to bullying and harassment. A structural engineer says placing a nearly full-size foam replica of the Statue of Liberty along Indiana's toll road in Hammond could make the statue tired and the city poor. Engineer Don Corson told Hammond's Redevelopment Commission that wind and ultraviolet light would damage the 130-foot, 50,000-pound resin-covered statue, and it would require extensive renovation for an outdoor display. The statue was built for a Griffith printing company and displayed it at a convention in St. Louis. The company owner donated the statue to the city. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 12:30. I'm Jeff Bossert.
This weather forecast is made possible with support from the University of Illinois Employees Credit Union, a member-owned and not-for-profit organization. Their mission is to serve the complete financial needs of their members. The University of Illinois Employees Credit Union. Information is available online at uiecu.org.
9:35, and we check in with meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning.
We talked last hour about some of the chilly temperatures and how we are below average for this area, but at least this immediate area hasn't seen what parts of Indiana have seen with massive snowfall.
Well, that's because we don't have Lake Michigan just to our northwest, and that's what causes the massive snowfall that you're talking about in northwest Indiana, north central Indiana, parts of Michigan, also parts of northern Wisconsin, Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York. The cold winds, when they come out of the northwest this time of year, blow over the waters of the Great Lakes. The water cools more slowly than land, so the water temperature is still well above freezing.